Aidan Key sentenced to 4.5 years for manslaughter in death of Nick Tanti. Nick Tanti died as a result of stab wounds he sustained during a February 2020 brawl in downtown Guelph. Aidan Key was convicted of manslaughter in June, with his sentence handed down on Thursday. Read the full story. Instructor harassed after black yoga class at U of G. A Waterloo-based yoga instructor is facing online harassment after teaching a yoga class for black students, faculty and staff at the University of Guelph on Tuesday as part of a three-part series by U of G's Cultural Diversity Programs and the Guelph Black Student Association. Read the full story. Council broke provincial heritage rules again, says councillor. The city has once again violated provincial legislation when it comes to protecting cultural heritage for future generations, asserts Cown. Leanne Karen. She's referring to council's Tuesday morning motion to remove 50 to 60 Fife Road from the Municipal Heritage Registry without first consulting Heritage Guelph. Read the full story. Wellington County man heats things up with sorry sauce. A ghost pepper was all that was left behind when a raccoon raided the garden at Eric Begg's Burlington home a few years ago. That's the inspiration that spurred him to launch a line of hot sauce, known as Sorry Sauce, when he moved to Mapleton. Read the full story. Trans Artivist Project helping others find beauty in themselves. A new Guelph organization, known as the Trans Artivist Project, is creating space of creative expression for transgender and two-spirit individuals. It was started by Maud Stephanie after noticing the impact of the pandemic on friends and the queer community. She decided the community needed opportunities to celebrate who they are, talk about who they are and create beauty. Read the full story. Taxpayers on the hook for $125,000 in costs related to U of G homecoming. Readers learned last month that the cost of policing unsanctioned events during the University of Guelph's homecoming weekend in September hit the $113,000 mark. This week we learned about additional expenses from the city's bylaw enforcement and fire service. Read the full story. Out on the Shelf Library reopening after two-year closure. Shut down during the early days of the pandemic, the library at Out on the Shelf is set to reopen later this month, with an open house set for November 20. The library houses over 2,000 multimedia pieces, ranging from documentaries to children's books, and all focused on queer community and history. Read the full story.